meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Adam, it's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Whoo, doggy.
Lord.
Well, no guests tonight, just us. Tomorrow night, Kelly Who's going to be in here.
Yeah, you better get all your farting done tonight.
Kelly Who's hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's in X-Men 2?
Yeah.
All right. It's good. I remember liking her.
Smart, remember?
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not too self-impressed.
No.
You know?
I like that. Leaves more room for me to be self-impressed.
Yeah, well.
All right, so we're going to take some calls tonight, and I'm rededicating myself to the show.
Really?
Do you notice I got here early tonight, Drew?
You were twice, 100% above your usual
usually here about a minute and a half before the show starts?
You were 3 minutes ahead.
3 minutes.
Maybe four.
Well, I'm just probably pulling off the curb at four. All right. I'm rededicating myself.
100%.
I'm focused. Yeah. I'm ready to rock. You ready to go, Drew?
Let's go.
Let's go, buddy. Gina?
Uh-huh.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
I need to ask him for some advice.
Okay.
Okay, I've been with my boyfriend, John, for about a year now.
Hmm.
And I've been with other guys before him, and
you know, as soon as somebody mentions a name, I immediately go, huh?
Why are they mentioning that? I think that's guys do it because they're doing bogus calls, girls do it because they're dumb.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, my problem is that when we're together, I'm unable to orgasm while we're having sex or any kind of foreplay.
Any particular reason?
The only thing I can think of is that when I started masturbating on my own, I guess I was about 5.
Masturbating on your own, a little bit redundant.
A little bit, although we did look it up, Drew, remember?
Yeah.
And it did have a dual meaning.
Yeah, you're right.
It means somebody can masturbate you.
Right, you're right.
Which I'm still waiting on, by the way.
I know.
So Gina,
you're going to wait, Buster.
Not just from you, but just from everybody. Gina, 20, not having an orgasm. How long have you been with him?
Well, I've been with him a year. I guess I started having sexual relationships with men I was 15 when I first had sex. And I think I was 14 when I first started having oral sex and foreplay.
Do you fake an orgasm for this guy?
Well, yeah, he knows the situation that I've never been able to do it before with a man. He knows that.
With any man, not just him.
Yeah, with any man.
But you masturbate.
Basically, I've never had an actual vaginal orgasm. I've only had a clitoral orgasm.
Okay.
With him.
Everyone's indoctrinated into this notion that there are these two different orgasms.
Well, what about anal?
Yeah.
Anal, no.
What about nasal? You ever have a nasal orgasm?
No, I haven't tried that one yet.
Some women...
A guy gave me one once.
Many women...
And he stopped coughing for like a week. Yeah.
I'm just getting a visual.
Yeah.
Some women just do not have orgasm during intercourse. Not some, most. Okay?
Most 20-year-olds, for sure.
Definitely most 20-year-olds. Now, of those women, very high majority will be able to have an orgasm during oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's what she's calling foreplay.
I don't know.
Yeah, so...
I hit the ground running tonight.
You're done. Call one.
I'm tired. I don't know what her thing is. She's been with this guy for a year. They're having sex.
She's concerned that she's never had an orgasm with a male.
She's having clitoral orgasms during foreplay. Right?
No, only for myself.
He has never given you, no man has given you oral sex and given you an orgasm.
Right. No man has ever.
All right. Does he try that?
Oh, yeah. He thinks he does. I don't want him to know that. I mean, I feel like I'm a freak when I...
Why do you use his name, then, if you don't want him to know?
I don't know.
Gina calling about John from Florida.
Okay, you're fine. You're 20. That's just you. Don't fake it for him.
He's got to know... He's got to have the feedback. You know, the feedback has to be accurate.
That's right.
Or he can't adjust.
That's right.
It's a feedback loop. The guy's trying to follow a feedback loop, really, right?
Yeah, it's like a car with fake gauges.
Yeah.
You can't say the oil pressure's right, that the water temperature's right, that the amps are right, that the gas is right. You can't say that if you're out of everything.
Right.
It's not fair to the car or the driver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't know when to pull over and get some gas.
That's right, buddy. Sean?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah, when I masturbate or when I have an erection, some stuff comes up. It's not semen, and I don't know if it's like VD or anything. It doesn't burn.
No. That's just normal. You got a leaky gasket. That's pre-cum.
Yeah, a little leakage.
That's all full of sperm, and that's the stuff that gets people pregnant. You know, that's why you have to use a condom if you're needing to use a condom for contraception. You have to use it before you ejaculate because that stuff comes out of most guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, I was with a girl. And she stuck her hand down my pants, and she like freaked out. She thought that I came all over myself, and I was like, I didn't feel anything. I didn't even know it was down there. So she put her hand down there. I'm like, you know, what's up?
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Hey, your penis is drooling, like a dog drools when he hears a can opener.
Yeah. The dinner bell going.
True. I know we've talked about this before. And we don't have an answer to this, but do you believe? Okay, let me ask you this. Is there a correlation between guys that have this and guys that are sort of hyper-excited?
I don't know that.
Who might have an... Let me ask you this.
Like a premature guy.
Premature guy or a guy who, for instance, those guys we talk about that don't much care for the BJ, need the intercourse.
It makes intuitive sense, right? It fits to me, but I don't know if it's true or not. We have to ask more questions.
Their balls are chomping at the bit.
So the next three premature minute guys we talk to will ask about their dick drool.
Hey, Dick Drool was my name. That was my porn name. Dick Drool. Hey, Dick Drool? Yeah. Do you have premature ejaculation?
Yeah, I usually masturbate probably three times a week. On a normal basis. So I've been doing this for like 3 years.
You better translate for him, man. I don't think he understands the question.
Oh.
Premature ejaculation is when you're with a girl and you have an orgasm sooner than you would like to.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
No, I last a pretty good amount of time.
Very shot. Do you like, getting a BJ, yes?
I never had one.
All right. But in theory, all right. He's never had one. He's got to be. What's he called? Oh, he's from Missouri. Okay, I can see that. Blair?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, when I pee, it's cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of hurts.
So you got a urine infection?
Huh?
You have a urine infection?
I really don't think that's what it is because I've had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm kind of scared that my boyfriend might be cheating on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you think it's an STD?
I'm really just not sure, so...
Well, you think it's an STD because you think your boyfriend's cheating on you.
Right.
Okay. STDs don't create cloudy urine.
They don't. Well, what about chlamydia or something? I remember you saying that once on the show.
Creates painful urination and creates discharge, but not specifically... Cloudy urine means you have pus in your urine, and that's a urine infection, that's by definition.
Okay.
And maybe you're not really seeing cloudy urine. Maybe it's a discharge that sort of... being diluted by the urine or something, but, you know, worth getting checked. Either way, you have to get it checked out.
Okay.
So the urine is so easy to rule out. If your urine is clear, then they can go on and check out.
All right.
Well, why do you think your boyfriend's cheating on you?
Because this came up all of a sudden out of nowhere, and I don't see him anymore. He doesn't call me, and I don't know.
Well, is he your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. How long was the last time you saw him?
It's been Monday? 97.
Monday?
Yeah.
Monday.
And no contact since?
I've seen him driving around with his friends, but that's it.
Doesn't sound like boyfriend behavior.
He's my boyfriend. We went out for like 5 months.
Yeah, but...
hold on a second. She counts contact as seeing him driving around with his friends like that. I saw Cameron Diaz on a Charlie's Angels 2 commercial, so...
You've been going out. Right?
Well, we haven't broken up. Yeah, I've seen her.
Yeah.
I've seen her. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of Ben Franklin in the history books.
He's my boyfriend. We haven't broken up.
All right.
We were going out before.
right.
Is this the way he's
every day before?
Yeah, but now
I know. I had that before thing with about 30 chicks.
I know.
They're all gone.
So just because he's not talking to me, I should just take it that he's broken up with me?
I would take that. Yeah, I would. Here's the thing. At 18, that's the way I would take that.
Well, I've talked to him on the internet.
And what does he say?
I don't know. I just kind of, like, say things to him that he sucks and stuff. But and he says, no, it's not like that. I still like you and I want to be with you.
Well, what's up? Why don't you talk to him on the phone?
Because I call him all the time, and just I don't get an answer, so.
Yeah, boy.
He's either with his friends or,
you know. Sounds bad.
How long were you going out with him?
5 months.
5 months.
Seeing each other every day.
Your boyfriend and girlfriend for 5 months every day.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you sure you didn't start screaming at him a week ago and tell me you never want to see him again?
You know what? About on Monday when we had sex... It's going to sound really gross, but I was, like, bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I bled.
You mean, like, you had your period?
No. Yeah, I just...
What, that would...
Blood
that,
on that him.
Chase him away somehow? You would... Like, some sort of a...
I thought you
primitive man run screening out to the volcano to give a sacrifice for the exposure to the blood
of
the womb of the...
Maybe that got him really sick. Like, it was pretty gross, but...
Oh, please.
I mean, and it wasn't, like, the first time I'd ever had sex or something, but...
All right, Blair?
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
I'm going to go to Planned Parenthood tomorrow.
Great. Good girl.
Good job.
And don't worry about this guy. You get over him.
I'm over him already.
What are you using for contraception?
Blood. I was on Ortho-Evra.
Okay. All right.
But I don't have the money for it anymore, so I'm not.
All right. Talk to Planned Parenthood about it.
No.
In the meantime, she uses blood. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's her contraception.
That's nice.
Let's talk to Sam, who's 27. Sam.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a little conflict with my girlfriend as far as sex goes.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy it when we do it. I would like to do it a lot more, but if a lot of times she tells me how I come on too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come to the point where lately, we've been together for a little more than a year now, and it's come to the point where a couple of times where she's wanted to really cut it off with me, just break up and be done.
Because you're trying to force sex on her so frequently?
Not.
Yes.
Well, it's not forced. It's
as she sees it, you're trying to force sex
on her?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She was raped. That's what I'm going with.
Not necessarily. That's a good
reason. Not based on his question, based on Sam's cadence.
Yeah.
Was she sexually abused at some point?
Not that she's ever
told me about. Not that
he's ever asked. Okay. She never said anything. Did she get along well with her dad?
No, her dad's other side of the country.
And they don't talk much?
No, not a whole lot.
When did he cut out?
Here,
was she young when he cut out?
Yeah.
Do you have stepdads?
There was.
But he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone, too.
Oh, that's always hold on. By the way, bad sign when stepdad...
Checks out,
too. Yeah. That means either mom kicked him out for doing something bad...
Or crazy mom.
Or super crazy mom.
Yeah.
Either way, daughter's screwed. Sam, how many times a week does she want to have sex, or a month, or whatever?
Maybe a couple of times a month she'll really get into it.
Couple times a month. And how often you coming at her?
Oh, my goodness.
Every day?
Probably, every day.
All right. And
probably twice a day, huh?
Now, how much?
Yeah.
Twice a day. Maybe even three times sometimes.
And you're pressuring, you must be pressuring her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I am, and that's what I'm worried about. You know, should I see some kind of counselor or something? Because... I'm scared that I might be a little too addicted to it.
Yeah, well, does it seem like she has issues, energy around this topic, Sam?
Yeah, she's pretty strong about where she stands with it.
She does get into it twice a month.
She's pretty strong about where she stands with it.
Oh, I mean, when we actually have sex,
yeah,
it's great. It's beautiful. I mean, multiple orgasms, everybody's we're both real into it. And
see, I think this is just a mismatch of
design. Could be.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you again. Does she have any energy with the sex? Does she get angry, or she ever start crying, or she get weird on you when you're coming at her for sex? Is this a big issue, or are you just bothering her?
Sometimes it seems like a big issue. Sometimes it does seem like she gets a little angry and kind of freaks out on me about it.
Sam, here's how I'd approach this. Is that she needs to understand that it's not about her, it's not about you objectifying her, is that you have a different biological cadence. This is just you. This is who you are. And as such, you need to work with her at sort of managing that. Some of it you can manage on your own, you can masturbate or something, but some of it you need. She needs to participate with you in a reciprocal relationship where she acknowledges that that's who you are. You're that guy that needs sex every day. Now, she may absolutely not be able to keep up with that, but once a week, maybe a couple times a week, if she really accepts that that's you, not you objectifying her, it's you as who you really are as a biological being. Mm-hmm. It's hard for women sometimes because they do feel so objectified when you're coming at them,
I bet this one's got a little energy, too.
Maybe, but not necessarily. This is maybe one of those classic mismatches.
I think it's some of the mismatch, but dad's on the other side of the country, doesn't have any contact with him.
She picks Sam.
Come on, buddy. Ben?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a question that only you can answer, Adam.
Yes.
I've been having a discussion with people about the whole pie versus cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I totally agree with your position, but somebody brought up the case of cheesecake,
mm-hmm.
which has a crust.
Interesting.
So does that fall into the pie category, or does that fall into the cake category?
How dare you, Anderson. Everyone cares.
Yeah, everybody cares, Anderson.
I think you measure a cake and a pie by sort of density.
Okay.
That is definitely, and the presence of frosting.
And flour.
Okay. And flour. Don't confuse things too much, because I agree. There are certain things that seem to cross over into different categories.
Right.
I say if something is moist, it is dense and does not possess frosting and has a crust, it could fall into the pie category.
It doesn't rise.
And it tastes good.
It doesn't rise and doesn't have frosting.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Right. And you never see it served at idiots' birthday parties. That's how you really know.
And there's no sheet cheesecake, is there?
Oh.
Well, maybe there is.
No, it's only good. If the Jews eat it, it's good. That's all you need to know about dessert. You want good dessert? Follow a Jew.
Okay.
They'll lead you. They do this. This is what I do. This is like, you know what they do? You know, if you're out in the bush and you're out in the desert and you need water, you know what you do, Drew?
Yeah.
You take a baboon and you give him some salt and then you follow it.
Right.
You follow him, and he leads you to the source of the water.
Sure.
Because he knows where the water is.
So you give the Jew a dollar?
You give the Jew a dollar. It's a lot of money for a Jew, Drew.
That's what I'm saying. No, desserts.
No, Jews love desserts. You just follow a Jew. You know, you don't just follow him. He's probably heading to a deli or a bakery.
Oh, no matter what.
Find a Jew on the street. They'll be walking to a deli or bakery, and then just observe the Jew, see what they order. They always go for the cheesecake, and that's what you get. As a matter of fact, you take the cheesecake and you put the fruit on it. Now you're really in the pie category.
I don't think pie is a big thing for the Jewish community, though. Pie, per se.
Pie is not.
No.
And that's something I'd like to straighten out with those people. That's one of the things I'm gonna bring up when I give my Albert the Simon Wiesenthal the Tolerance Museum. I'm doing a whole lot. It's a three-part presentation. I guess I should give a plug on it. It'll be coming up next week.
What's
but
it called?
It's called Pie, the Goyim Want to Know Why. It's a dissertation that I put together about why you Jews won't eat our pies. It feels a little racist. I'm going to sit down with the people I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to have a dialogue. But the point
is... That's the first part of the series, though.
It's a three-part series. It's a lot. It's a lot of... Like any pie.
Three pieces.
There's many pieces in the pie. Point is Yeah, cheesecake has the word cake on it, but I do look at it as a pie.
Okay.
Drew's right. It does not rise.
Yeah. No rise, no frosting.
That's right. We had a birthday for one of the writers over at Jimmy Kimmel's show on Friday, and here comes that cake. And again, you're just sitting there, and the guy's wife is trying to pass it out. Nobody gets up for cake. Notice that?
Did you just go nuts?
Cake is handed out.
Did you get on a chair and start yelling at those
no,
people?
No, I just politely said no thank you.
Mm.
But here's all you need to know about the difference between cake and pie. Cake is distributed. Somebody has to go cut it out and then force it on people.
Yeah.
People don't get up. They don't line up. They don't prematurely get into it, except for, you know, retarded people and five-year-olds put their fingers
no,
in it.
No, people run to the pie, and they run and grab a fork and eat what's left in the tin and stuff.
Yeah, they mop up the tin. Every time I have a birthday party, I have 3 or 4 pies are gone.
Yeah.
I, as a matter of fact, I have to shoo people away from the pie.
Oh, I've seen your friends like the Labradors licking the tin on the floor.
No,
floor,
you got to get them away from the pie before it's time to cut the pie.
Right, right.
Like you're still serving the entree, and there's people wanting to get into the pie. People line up for pie. Cake you have to hand out. Please take some cake. I'm not so good. Come on, take the cake. I'm pretty full. I ate a lot of bread. I'm going to set the cake down here. You just look at it, and then at the end of the night, you're picking up the cake that got cigarette butts put out in the frosting. That's all you need to know about cake, everybody. Pie? No. People line up. Why can't we replace cake with pie as the birthday celebration?
You can't. Well, you've done it.
Well, I got more to talk about with the cake, too, by the way. Because there's a dangerous trend.
Well,
a dangerous trend going on with cake.
You don't want to give out too much, Adam. They can join you at the Wiesenthal Center next week, right? Yeah.
Cake decorations are getting scary. I got stuff to talk about with that after this. E-191. Kelly Hu from the X-Men are going to be coming on, X-Men 2 coming on tomorrow night. Before we get back to phones.
Cake.
Mm. As anyone who listens to the show knows, I'm not a big fan of the cake. But one thing that's really becoming disturbing to me, another disturbing cake-related trend, is that this guy's birthday brought a cake out to him for Jimmy Kimmel's show last week. They have this new computer thing where they basically put a likeness of your face on the cake.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
It's a little more than a likeness.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's your picture.
It's your picture on the cake. And, call me old-fashioned. I remember there was a sort of a Mighty Mouse. You know, you could get a couple of things. My favorite was the goalpost that had lurched to one side. Always some plastic stuff adorning the cake. But I didn't like the actual likeness of the guy's face on the cake. I found it disconcerting.
On the other hand,
it borders on cannibalism at a certain point. That's what I'm saying.
It actually is his face on it.
No, it wasn't Jimmy's.
This guy
named Rick, but primitive man would have thought that was somebody's head, someone's flattened head that you were cutting into. I'm saying, what's in it for me to cut into this guy's head? I like him.
But, you know, it sort of raised the bar so much that when you ask people if they don't have that capacity of the computer-generated stuff, they feel compelled to create, like, exact cartoon replicas of the person, and it looks like hell.
Of course, but I don't want to see a picture of the person's face.
At all.
It's their birthday.
Yeah,
I got to put a knife through the guy's cheek?
Good times.
Yeah. And look, I remember when getting your picture on a T-shirt was a miracle of modern science?
Yeah.
They're just blowing on everything now. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like seeing a guy's puss that I'm eating. Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
You're 19? No, you're 16. What's up?
Well, first I'd like to congratulate you guys on the service you do to our society.
Thank you, Paul.
Very welcome. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, the other night I was getting physical with my girlfriend. We've never had sex. I think we're ever going to.
That's right.
And, she kind of took my pants off and we were, like, naked and I kind of ejaculated by using her lips of her vaginal area, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did she have any underwear on or anything?
No.
Hmm. It was your...
She was naked?
Yeah.
So you were sort of kind of dry humping, but kind of not.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty dangerous.
You were doing like a taco hump.
Sure. I was kind of doing the closest thing to having sex without actually having sex.
Pretty much, if I did that to a girl, I'd count her amongst the women I had sex with.
I'd count that as sex. Yeah.
Thank you, Drew. Me too.
Okay, well, she moved out of the way when I ejaculated, and I didn't have a condom on, and we got all cleaned up, and, like, you know, I kind of washed myself off and think.
Yeah.
But we still fooled around a little bit more. Now, her...
You still fool around a lot. By the way, this is stuff you do in high school. Like, if you were doing that taco vulva hump nowadays, and then it was like, out of the way, the next move would be out of the way, you're blocking the set, or out of the way, you're blocking the door. It wouldn't be like, I mopped up, and we kept going. No. All right, so you mopped up, you kept going, and what? Yeah, now, why aren't you guys having sex?
I think we're both kind of against it. I'm pretty hardcore straight edge.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Right. So he's saying his delicate sensibilities prevent him from doing something like this.
Yes.
I understand. Hey, I respect that, man.
I mean, the penis inside a vagina can be very...
I really count this... I really think of this as sort of more than sex.
Yeah, it is.
In my own sort of retarded way.
It is. It's almost... Because it has a perverse quality to it, you know?
Yeah, it's like if your wife screwed around with a guy, you'd rather she just had sex with a guy than did this sort of crazy using her vagina like a bun and his penis like a hot dog and just rub it until he had to yell, clear the deck kind of thing, you know?
Bombs away.
Yeah, it's because there's something sort of deviant almost about it. I know Paul's just trying to get to heaven on a technicality.
Yeah.
So,
there's another factor to factor in. See, her menstrual cycle isn't what we'd call normal by any stretch of...
Her magical cycle?
Huh?
Her menstrual cycle?
Yeah, so I don't even know if she can get pregnant.
Oh, she can.
Okay.
She goes like 9 months without a period. And then
how old is she?
11.
17.
Yeah. 17.
She can.
Okay, but Paul, you didn't... How long ago was this?
Friday.
I would even think about the morning after pill for her.
You would?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
How about she gets the morning after pill tomorrow, Paul?
Well, see, I already suggested that.
Yeah?
And she shut me down on that one.
Why?
She thinks it sterilizes her or something.
That's nutty. That's not true.
It's not true.
Okay. No. Paul, I'm sure she's not pregnant.
Tens of millions of uses of that product with never a single negative side effect. It's over the counter worldwide.
Yeah. All right. I feel like I got to rinse my mouth out.
Other than nausea and vomiting, anyway.
Right. You mean it's a side effect?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, let's focus now.
What? I am focused.
Drew's been staring at his pager for 20 minutes. All right. What's going on, buddy? Amanda?
Yeah.
You're Drew. Turn the screen down a little. I can't see a damn thing. Just lean it. Yeah, hold on a second.
Adam.
Drew,
Adam.
Can you see it better when it's leaned down or worse?
I can see it in any of these things, so you got to tell me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All this time because when it's...
Your assumption is I'm trying to make it difficult for you to see.
No, when it's like this, it's unreadable. It's completely black to me.
I can see it, no problem.
And when it's like this, it's completely readable.
Okay.
But you always turn it up, so I'm assuming you're doing it for your... Because you can't read it the other way. Oh, my God. This is a breakthrough we're having, Amanda. This is huge.
I sort of prefer it down like this.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why do you keep turning it? Why are you always turning it up?
It doesn't really matter to me, so I'll grab it and turn it around just the way of grabbing it. But if down, that's fine. I'm going to have to keep it down.
All right. Amanda.
Yeah.
16.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up?
I gauged my ears and... I was just wondering, like, if I'm older and I decide that that was a really stupid move, if I could take out these earrings and,
When you're older.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about... Not
like,
anything.
I mean...
What's gauging? Putting the progressive hoops in?
Those cork plugs in there.
No, it's not that big. It's, like, smaller than a pencil, but, like, the hole in my ear is, like, large enough to see through now. For you, like, kind of stretch out.
I don't have any experience with this.
True. Isn't that what Drew's saying?
Well, she's not at a cork size yet.
Yeah, but
she's getting there.
That's the plan, right?
Yeah.
It's not even the size of a cork, man. It's like smaller than a pencil.
All right. If you were to stop now, I bet it might seal up.
Well, I mean, I want to keep it this size. It's small enough to like see through, but it...
All right. Why? So they can see you don't have a brain?
No. It's like, I don't know. No. I like the way it looks and stuff. And
nobody likes the way it looks.
Well, I do.
All right.
And
good. Have fun effing yourself.
So it won't be able to heal or anything when I get older?
Well,
no.
At a certain point it won't, yeah. I don't know what that point is, and God knows, maybe there's some plastic procedures to build it back up and all, but I doubt it.
Oh.
Okay. Do something else.
It, all right.
Write horrible poetry or something. Can,
all right.
Can you please?
Okay.
All right. There you go. Everyone's angry. They got to put holes in themselves. Linnell?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
My ex-boyfriend thinks I gave him oral herpes because he got a cold sore after he was making out with me, but I don't even think I have it, so how could I have given it to him?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes when people make out with a new partner, they just get a little something.
Just from the irritation. And people get the viruses in the environment, they have it themselves, didn't notice it, so it could just be from him. It doesn't have to be from you.
Because, like,
is like a big sore on the outside of his mouth or a little canker sore?
I haven't seen him. He broke up with me a week ago and called me yesterday, bitching at me, calling me a liar that I never told him the truth about anything.
Thank God.
Dirty whore.
Listen,
dirty whore.
This guy's an ass. Thank God he's out of your life. Just hey, somebody like that, Linnell, I'm sorry you ever learned this lesson at 15. I don't know what I would have done if somebody talked to me that way, but just cut your losses. Just end contact. Stay away. The more you interact with this guy, the more painful it's going to be.
You stinking whore.
Just stay away from him.
That's not very
good. That was the old Adam.
I know, Cyber Adam.
Not the new Adam. Hey, Linnell.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You have your dignity. You have your pride. You're too good for this guy.
Well, and you didn't get in a real relationship with him where he could have become a stalker. These are people that become real problems in relationships.
Because, like, I did have a cold sore, like, 8 months ago.
Oh, well, there you go. You did give
you
it to
bitch!
Him. You did give it to him.
I did?
Yeah.
But I thought it wasn't contagious unless you had one.
No,
well,
it's always contagious.
Well, everybody gets a cold sore at some point.
But it's potentially always contagious.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, don't think that way.
You're very contagious when you have the sore, and you're potentially contagious at all times.
But everybody gets a cold sore at some point in their life, do they not?
Yeah, certain ones are herpes and certain ones are not. But the ones outside...
Well, so screw him.
Should I go get a test or something?
No, it's not
you're
that
you're
fine. No.
You're fine,
no.
Baby doll.
Can I kiss your ass for a little bit?
Yes, go ahead.
I adore you. Like, when they first put me on hold, I was shaking. I always shake when they put me on hold.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I'm so excited to talk to you. I had to, like, clean my room so that I would calm down.
Nice. You can get a lot done when you're on hold, by the way.
On this show.
I balanced my checkbook.
Yeah. How does that work, that balancing your checkbook?
How do you balance a checkbook?
Yeah, I know theoretically what you're supposed to do. I never did that.
You're supposed to subtract the amount every time you write a check.
You write it in.
Most people just let it ride.
I've bounced so many checks in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn if I bounce checks. I would say... I'd say over 100.
Well, in the day, it was impossible to get a balance. You have to go to the bank.
Yeah.
Wait in line.
Well, the business I was in is I was, you know, working for myself doing carpentry. I would front a lot of the money for the materials and stuff to get moving with a project. And then people were kind of slow and crappy about paying me. Therefore, I would have checks out for the materials and people wouldn't get it back to me.
Yeah, good times. Huh?
I fronted this bitch like $250 worth of crown molding once. Rich old divorcee. Somebody died or something and left her a ton of money. Lived up in, by OJ's house over there. And got angry at me and basically told me to hit the bricks. She was a total C anyway, and I couldn't deal with her. And so I said, fine. So I said, I got all this money. You know, I got all this stuff fronted. She was like, yeah, screw you. She just took it. I wrote her a letter. I said, listen, I'm poor. It's $250, a ton of money to me, and it's sitting in your possession. Why don't you just pay me for the materials I bought for your job? Said, nah.
What was her deal? What was the problem you were having with her?
She was wacko. I know it sounds like BS, but she was really a nut job. I wasn't me this time. Yeah, it was good times. It's great. That's a lovely, lovely lady. I hope she's dead. I really hope somebody just came up behind her with a hammer. Well, that's great when you're really stinking rich and some guy says, look, I don't have any money. And you go, yeah, that's funny. I'll just keep stuff. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Got full service gas for the first time in my life
my
last
God.
Friday.
Were you in another state or something?
No, I didn't mean to. Oh. He was, ironically, in a horrible part of downtown Los Angeles, pulled into a Shell station. It was the worst full service and only full service experience I've ever had. I got out of the car, I pulled the pump out, put the credit card in, was about ready to start pumping, and a guy came around. And he said, "This a full service island." And I looked around, and all the other ones were full. And I went, "Yeah, well, I'll live it up a little." I said, "Fine, fill her up," and put the thing back on the thing. And he then said, "Yeah, okay." I went, got back in the car, like, "Yeah, give me the deluxe treatment." He went back into the station. He had to attend to something. So I was just sitting out in my car for a while. So then I got out and started pumping the full service price. So I just put the thing on and went back and climbed back in the car, waiting for him to, clean the windshield or, check the oil or do whatever. He just came out when the thing was done, put the thing back in, and asked me if I needed a receipt. I thought, well, that was very ungratifying for me as a full service spread. Extra 35 cents a gallon. No, I didn't, because he wasn't really much he could do. I guess it was like in the barrio kind of thing. And I guess nobody used the full service, and he was sort of surprised because he was in the middle of something and ran out to tell me I was using it, probably alerts people every day.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. And I said, fine, I'll take it. And then he didn't know what to do, but I guess he wasn't prepared, like he never used it. Oh, I did. Would have kind of liked the squeegee, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
I would say what's up to my main man, Mayonnaise.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? I'd like to call you Adam, King of the Analogy.
Thank you. What's up?
My question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
When I urinate, I have sometimes I have these things floating in my urine. They're kind of like little spiral things, kind of little stringy things.
Huh.
What is that, Drew?
Have you been to Asia?
Oh, worms.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have you?
No.
Huh.
They're just like kind of stringy things. And my girlfriend says it's normal. She's a nurse.
Ma'am?
And she says that's kind of normal.
What'd she say it is?
She didn't really say what it is, but she says most people have like little tiny particles floating in their urine.
Yeah, they can be particles, they can be debris, but stringy, you know, things that look like worms can be worms. There's something called schistosomiasis.
Any movement of these things?
No movement.
How big are they?
They're just like the size of a thread, kind of little small pieces, maybe a little smaller than a thread.
Hmm. It can also be just mucus. There's mucus at all, but you can get it, you know.
Maybe it's after it beats off, too. Is it after you beat off?
No.
All right. Everything's after I beat off, so it would have to be yes.
Nice.
See what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, right.
Like, do you eat? Yeah. After sleep? Yep.
After beat off?
Urinate? Yeah. Yep. Number
watch
two.
TV?
Yep. Yep.
After beat off?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, breathe. Is it after you breathe?
After beat off? Yeah, breathe.
Beth?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yep.
Oh, baby doll, what's up?
Well, Drew, I need some help with this. I need help with a lot of things, but it's been really getting to me. I'm trying to figure out how I can figure out.
You got to turn your TV down.
If I was abused as a kid.
Hey, Beth?
Yeah?
I'm going to start abusing you as an adult if you don't turn your TV down.
I leave it up for privacy.
All right, hold on a second.
Answer is abused.
Yes, she was abused. How do we know she was abused? Because she's a bitch. She's angry. She was angry.
You know, I was reading
first thing I said hi.
Yeah, I know.
Said hi to her.
Been doing a lot of trauma survivor reading lately, and one of the things that they're talking about is that one of the common qualities of people that have been traumatized is they don't develop the capacity to regulate aggression.
Mm-hmm.
It's dysregulated all the time, and so it's just coming out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they have a sort of a characteristic way of relating to other people where they're poised and ready for attack all the time, and they induce attack. They kind of, you know.
Yeah.
They may attack you before you have a chance to attack them, sort of that thing.
Yeah, they're sort of ready for
assault.
Eager for the fray.
Well, not eager for it, but just.
Well,
like it's wired in.
They're going to protect themselves.
Right.
These are guys who are like guys who carry handguns in their glove boxes and like to drink and drive. The handgun's there for protection. Next thing you know, they shoot the neighbor's kid.
Right.
That it's initially there to protect themselves, but it ends up getting used on somebody sooner than later.
Fine.
All right, let's get back with Beth. All right, we're going for yes, you were abused.
Well, I don't...
Well, because you're angry.
The way you make us feel. With
yeah, we both feel abused.
So anyway, what's the question about?
I'm sorry, Adam.
It's all right. No,
that's
no,
all right.
We're
all right with you.
Yeah,
we just
yeah.
feel abused. We agree.
Well, yeah, except for calling me a bitch. But hey, anyway.
There it goes. You see how that went?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just...
You bitch!
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm trying to figure out how I can figure out what happened, or if I was, or...
Well, here's the deal, that
I don't know.
Have you been in psychiatric hospitals or anything like that? Is that why you're struggling with this?
Well, yeah, and okay. I've been diagnosed with borderline for a couple of years.
Yeah, so, and you know borderline is sort of a trauma survivor's diagnosis.
Yeah, and it's how...
All right, it doesn't matter. The getting over the trauma, the whole notion that you have to...
Well, I can't get over something I don't...
Yes, you can.
Listen to me, listen. That the old notion that you have to sort of evoke memories of the trauma and sort of expunge the feelings associated with that are completely considered unnecessary and maybe even dangerous. What the current therapies are guided towards is sort of building regulatory systems so you don't interact or react in such a way that's such a remnant of the original trauma. What Adam and I felt
not
here...
Not true. What are you talking about? You're traumatizing me now with boring talk.
In other words, she was arrested in development and she has very sort of characteristic way of relating to the people.
Yes.
To change that, she needs to build other mechanisms. She needs to build regulatory mechanisms rather than worrying about... Eliciting
yes.
and memories right. and emotions from
I'm
going to
put it in plain English. Let's just, whether you were traumatized or not, Beth, you're acting like someone who was traumatized. So get some help.
Yeah.
So get some help.
She is.
That's all you have to do.
But to spend your time worrying about evoking explicit memories is a waste of time.
Yes.
It's probably been coming up because I have a rape anniversary coming up fast.
You have a what anniversary?
Rape anniversary.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You have those, don't you?
I think my wife and I are celebrating our fifth rape anniversary. Christ, I didn't get her anything. What do you get her? Like one of those forensic tests, or what year rape anniversary are you on?
Second year on July 4th.
Second. That's silver.
And again, you probably have some post traumatic stress from that. But
I get tactile flashbacks.
Yeah. Who did this to you?
It was just a first date thing.
First date?
Yeah.
And, what happened?
I said yes to certain things, and then he just kind of started going all the way. I said no about 30 times, crying, told him it hurt, told him to stop, and...
Where were you?
In the back of his truck.
Oh. All right. Well, bad times, baby doll. But listen... Here, do you have any kids?
No.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, okay. Here's the plan. Lots of therapy and no kids. All righty. All right. We've talked about this 1,000 times. I don't know what to do with these people. They just don't have any kids and get a lot of therapy. Can't go wrong with that. That includes the fellas, too. Adam?
Yeah.
Right. I got an asshole. You.
Let's take a break.
He was on air for 6 seconds. I had an asshole of him. I heard half a syllable out of Adam. I didn't want to talk to him anymore. We got to take a break. Adam's got it. Let's put Adam on ice for a couple seconds. Right. Who do you got here? Who do we like here, Drew?
Let's see here.
Put the plea out for some big jug calls every about once every 3 months, and about once every 3 months we don't get any. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu's going to be in here tomorrow night. Hot Eurasian broad. I don't even know if she's Eurasian. She may be my Asian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, sure.
No.
Too early in the show, Drew. Okay. Too early in the show. She's going to be on. She's from X-Men 2, which is getting pretty good reviews.
It also topped the box office this weekend.
It did.
Yeah.
People say better than the first.
Yeah.
I didn't know all that crap myself, but fair enough. I don't like reading, as you know, Drew, so I never got into comic books as a kid. And I guess I never got into fantasy, and then it all seems weird to me now.
Yeah.
People get really weird about that stuff.
Yeah.
The grown men get really excited. Like, they're doing Hulk, and then the Silver Surfer's coming out in 2008. So we're all looking for... Really? Bob, you're 37. You looking forward to this? Again, are you? They want Val Kilmer to play the Silver Surfer, Drew. No way. No way Val Kilmer's a Silver Surfer. You know, really? Hey, Earth to calling all nerds. What's going on here? You're an adult. What is up? And, Drew, have you ever shot a look to Engineer Anderson?
No, I don't want
to. Attempting to cue him to do something and ever had him actually do it?
What would you want, though?
That's the point.
The Star Trek. Right? With that
no.
Thing?
Yeah. See, Drew, here's where you're... Here's where... This is you.
I think things are obvious. To me, they should be obvious to other people.
I want to know. I've been doing this show for 7.5 years with you.
Yeah.
Have you ever called producer Ann to chime in on a subject that she knew the subject we were talking about? And have you ever tried to cue Engineer Anderson to put in a sound effect that he was able to do?
Hey, I play by my own rules, all right?
Yeah, goddamn, yeah, I'm not Anderson's gonna, not going to, even if he knew the one you were talking about, he would not do
that's
it.
That's you. You ask you to do something, you do something.
Anderson is like a cat.
There you go.
Yeah. 10 minutes later. I love looking at Drew because I see him looking at Anderson. He does it about once every 3 weeks. He looks over to Anderson and gives him that, come on, buddy, now's the time to make your move. And Anderson always just looks at him like, I don't know what the F you want from me. I got 1,000 sound effects here. I'm no close. I've narrowed it down to about 600.
When you say calling all nerds, isn't it obvious what you're talking about?
One could make an argument for the Star Trek sound effect. Yes.
Calling all nerds.
Thank you. Let's move forward to the phones here.
Now, I'm very excited about this. We're having a revisitation by Kenneth.
Which one's Kenneth?
Kenneth's got it twisted the head off the old lady in the morgue.
I thought it was an old man.
It's an old lady.
Revisit.
Yo-ho.
Oh, we're going to do a revisit? Oh, we're going to do a little, you got something there, Anderson?
Here point, the pivotal point that you decided, I want me a head, a human head.
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Mm-hmm. That was him calling 2 weeks ago. Or not even quite 2 weeks ago. Kenneth?
Yeah, hello.
You?
There he is.
How's it going?
Good.
I will never forget this voice.
Kenneth called about 10, 11 days ago, 11, 12 days ago, wanted to know if him pulling the head off a human corpse in a mausoleum and bringing it home, putting it in his aquarium so a snake could crawl through it, would be a bad idea, telling the ladies about this, if it would scare them off. And I think it has so far. Hey, Kenneth?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually called tonight, though, wondering if a person can actually catch a yeast infection from a girl.
Yep.
A male?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Corolla's had an experience with this.
Yep, if you're humping a corpse, you can pick something up, Kenneth. Yeah. I'm telling you what. Hey, was this a female or male corpse you pulled the head off of?
It was a female.
Female. Bruce, right as usual.
Yeah, he described the old lady.
Old lady.
Yeah.
All right.
She had a perm and stuff, too.
Perm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth.
And you say you were able to get the head off of the corpse without using any tools?
At first I started to, like, cut on it, and I said, screw it, you know, and just twisted its head off.
What did you cut with?
I had a kitchen knife.
Kitchen knife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the corpse had been deceased for how long, you think?
About 4 years.
About 4 years. But it held up pretty good with the formaldehyde and everything coursing through its veins?
Yeah. I mean, it looked like tree bark, but it had a weird smell to it and made the whole room smell like formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm. That held up okay. What about the eyes? Glass eyes?
No, actually paper.
Paper eyes?
Yeah, there's paper inside
the eyes. They're not making those eyes like they used to, Drew.
Or cotton, isn't there?
Just, were the eyes open or closed?
Oh, they were closed, but once I started peeling, like, skin off of it and stuff.
Sure.
Why were you peeling the skin off?
Well, he got horny.
He wanted to take, why did you peel the skin off?
So, I was going to peel the skin off of it, so it's just the skull, because I was going to boil it after that.
He wanted the skull.
So it'd be polished and stuff, you know?
Yeah, he wanted a skull for his...
I thought he wanted the whole head in there.
Nah, he wanted a skull for the aquarium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to a mortician guy while I was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And he said...
What was he doing there?
Huh?
What was he doing in prison?
I think he got pulled over for having some car that someone reported stolen, but it wasn't really stolen.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Everybody's in the joint for nothing. So, hold on. I love talking. I've been to prison and talked to guys in prison doing a man show bit. And according to the prisoners, it's just, you hear these guys like, what are you in for? Life with no chance of parole. What'd you do? Nothing. What happened? Came home from work one day. Old lady called me up. Next thing I'm here. No, wait a minute. You don't get life with no chance of parole for nothing. Well, they said I stabbed a guy at a bar, but I was never in that bar. So what happened? Right. I was just at work. Cops showed up, took me. So I guess it's always like,
Every single guy.
Like, this guy, he's driving a car, got reported stolen. Wasn't actually stolen, he's just driving a car. Cops pull up. Next thing, he's in for 9 years. Really? Is that? Can our system possibly be that bad?
No.
Could it be that bad? All right, Kenneth.
Yeah.
All right, so your mortician was in there for driving a car that wasn't stolen.
Yeah, and he told me...
Hold on, Drew. By Kenneth, by the mortician's law logic, we're all in a lot of trouble.
Well, any of us could get...
My car is not currently stolen.
It could happen to you.
But he said it's common for them to put paper in where the eyes are.
Okay. I see. The mortician, yeah.
You still never got out why you had to use a real head, why you couldn't use a...
He wanted a real skull.
Yeah, I wanted a skull, you know, it's like the real thing right there.
Right.
Why not a facsimile of the real thing?
I don't know. I would have probably talked down on it or something.
Hey, Kenneth.
Yeah.
There's two guys you sound like. Huh? You sound a little like Randy, the Macho Man Savage. Can you do him?
No, I don't really watch wrestling.
You don't watch him because you do have his sound.
A
little bit.
No, you have his sound when he's not doing the voice.
Yes.
Woo, maybe.
Yeah, that's him.
Come on, Kenneth, do a woo, maybe.
Woo, maybe.
No, but really, come on, dig in a little bit. Let's go.
Like a woo, maybe.
Yeah, give it a serious one. Give it a real try. Do the rainy. Do it. Play it again, Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but come on, dig in now. Let's go.
Right.
Bigger.
Like an oh, yeah.
Bigger.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving me blimp size. I want Grand Canyon size in action.
So you want, like, a yell?
I want mammoth big.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I want Star Jones' ass big.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. Kenneth, whoa.
Yeah. I don't know if we can do that. Come on, give me one good one.
One good one with what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Maybe the missionary position?
What was the other voice?
The other one is Jesse James from Monster Garage. Sounds like him, too. Okay, buddy. So anyway, yes, you can get a yeast infection from having sex with a woman, although it doesn't happen very often. And how's your little brother doing?
He gets out of camp on the 13th.
Fantastic. Jewish camp?
No, he went to a fire camp.
Fire camp.
Because he didn't talk to the probation officer.
All right, so he's doing great. He's going to be paroled any day now.
Pretty much.
Doing great. Doing great.
How old is he?
15.
15. Doing great.
And
Top of the world.
He's in a work camp.
Yeah, because he didn't talk to the probation officer.
Yeah.
He got pulled over when
he didn't do anything. Yeah.
Well, everyone is the probation officer.
He was probably driving a car that wasn't stolen.
He got pulled over at 15?
No, he crashed into the side of a building with a forklift, caused $5,000 of damage, and they put him in juvenile hall.
Is 15-year-old drive a forklift?
No, he stole the forklift. Listen, hey, Kenneth, do me a favor. Your mom, kick her right in the coos from me, would you?
Yeah.
Tell her she owes me about 80 grand in taxes for you few F-ups.
She's what?
She just got out of prison too a while back.
Yeah, no, do me a favor. See if you can just poison. It's just the whole family can just eat poison, and it's just a sort of massive Jonestown type mercy killing situation. All right.
Oh.
All right, buddy. Good times.
Wait, he really will now. That...
Yeah, that's my concern.
Wait, is he gonna eat poison?
Mm. Poison other people.
No, no. I want his whole family. Yeah. Can it?
Yeah.
You're not gonna eat poison, are you?
Oh no.
All right. Good times. How bad a thing would it be, Drew? Would it be that bad? Really? Both kids been in the joint by the time they're 18. Mom's in the joint now. Just don't have the goddamn kids, you screw-ups.
Why is she in jail, though? We have to know.
I'm guessing she was driving a car that wasn't stolen.
Forklift.
Kenneth?
Yeah?
Mom's in for meth.
No, mom was in for fourth DUI.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Fourth DUI.
Yeah.
Wow.
She already got out, though. Mm. She went in, like, a few months before I went in.
Mm-hmm. That's still good. And where's your dad?
Oh, he moved up north. He quit cooking, like, 2 years ago.
Cooking.
Meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely some meth going on here.
And he moved up north because he got a job, and I guess he quit, and he's got a girlfriend or something.
All right. Well, Kenneth, you need to not have kids.
Why not?
Man, you need to not have
kids.
Yeah,
they told you that in jail. I remember that.
You're the kid.
Do not have kids.
You got to work full time taking care of you. You need to get a nice job. Stay away from the corpses. And take care of that little brother of yours. Don't let him get in trouble, all right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Take care of him by scaring the S out of him with human heads.
All guys that have snakes are dicks. That's today's thought.
That's the name of your book.
Show me a guy with a snake, a parrot, or a ferret, and I'll show you a guy I can't hang out with. Mm. You see those guys walking down the Venice boardwalk? They got the big macaw on one shoulder trying to get chicks.
Yeah.
Guys with pets, especially the guys with pets you wear, you put on your shoulder. Any pet that you wrap around your neck or that you perch on your shoulder, you set on your forearm or head, dick. Can't hang with that guy. Something wrong with him. Drew, do you know anyone that has this?
I don't hang with anybody with that.
Nobody should... Here's the deal. Your pet should leave the house on a goddamn leash. You go crap it and bring it home. Stupid. The guys put the snakes around their neck, go hit the boardwalk. Dicks. Cody?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend's been causing me some grief a bit. Mm-hmm. She really, you know, she's giving me oral sex, and she wants to try sticking her finger in my butt and try and stimulate my prostate gland, and... I'm not really feeling it. I was kind of wondering what some of the repercussions are.
Repercussions of
putting the finger in the butt, or not
yeah, I
putting
mean,
the finger in the butt.
She's got nails and stuff, so you know, I was wondering if.
Look, you don't like it. It doesn't feel good. What in the hell's the matter with her?
No, it doesn't feel good. He doesn't know it doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good. She's read way too many women's magazines. Just go in her house and tear them all out and burn them.
I don't know. She was. I think this was brought on by that damn American Pie movie.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he doesn't care. It's bogus. Mm. Here's the thing, though. Certain things you know you don't like. Like I know I don't like brain. I don't want to eat brain. I'm like Kenneth over here.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat brain. And if people can go, how do you know? You haven't tried it. I'm like, I know. I just know. I know I don't want that. And the same with the finger in the ass. Yeah, but you haven't... Now, what if you do like it? Now you're screwed, right?
No, you won't like it. It's not like there's some magic thing there that's going to be...
I'm not going to like it, but what if I fall in love with it, and every time I beat off, I got to stuff my right hand up my ass?
You won't. You won't.
You don't know me, Drew.
Yeah, I do.
Adam?
Hey, guys.
Let me say this. If I did like... my finger up my ass when I was beating off?
It'd be there.
Future generations of Corolla would have a third arm to work the remote. Or I would invent some sort of foot pedal remote.
Or tongue operated.
No. You know, like the drummer from Def Leppard?
Yeah.
He lost an arm.
Yeah.
So he had to rework his drum kit so he could use both feet. I would do that. It would be that version of me beating off in front of the VCR. Go ahead, Adam.
I have a chewing tobacco problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to stop, and it's just not working.
How old are you?
14.
14. How long have you been chewing tobacco?
Since, like, the beginning of my freshman year. So. I'm a freshman right now. So
that'd be 8 months?
That'd be this year?
8 months.
Can't really do the math there.
Since the beginning. That's like saying, I've been having this problem since my first year with the company. Mm-hmm. How long have you been? This is it. This is my first year. It's this year. Well, I want to know, first off, Adam, you're the only guy named Adam who chews tobacco. There's no other guy named Adam who chews.
Any Adams exposed to chewing tobacco would be hooked.
They might, but no guys named Adam are ever. Would you shut up, throwing stuff, crapping on my point? Guys named Adam don't chew tobacco. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Name me an Adam that chews tobacco.
Well, I'm talking to one.
Okay. All right. True.
Adam, the deal is it's profoundly addictive. It's more addictive than cigarettes. You can get higher doses going. You know, all that stimulant effect you get from it is very difficult to stop. It is awful for your dentition, awful for your gums. It causes cancers of the tongue, esophagus. You will get cancer with this one. It's a bad one.
What kind do you chew?
Copenhagen.
Oh, yeah. Get a big head rush from that, too.
Yeah, well,
what about the part where you're just spitting all day long, too? Does that dehydrate you at a certain point? Like, how much saliva? Isn't it weird producing tons of saliva?
Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
All right, yeah. It's bad for your dentition. Do you have a dentition, or is this your dentition? Is your mouth your dentition?
Yeah, I have a dentition.
True, do you have a dentition? You're your dentition is your work.
Your teeth.
Your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a job.
Hey, Adam, maybe get some nicotine gum. That's the way to get off.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
All right, try the gum, because that's sort of the same behavior.
Man, here's the deal, Adam. At 14, you can stop doing heroin.
That's true.
Few more years, though.
And you can't stop.
No. At 14, you could roll your ankle horribly, have a full heel. It will mend completely. A week later, you'll be fine.
It's very interesting.
You do it at 45, you walk with a limp for the rest of your life.
It's so true. And, in fact, with the heroin, it's very interesting that opiates, you know, which is a horrible withdrawal for adults, under the age of 17, it's amazingly mild. Kids can walk away from a heroin habit 2 days, boom, no problem.
Is it sort of analogous to your body? I mean, is everything just more pliable and flexible?
We don't know. I guess we really don't know, to tell you the truth. And the problem is that because it is so easy for them to stop, they get this sort of delusion that, well, I can control it. You know, I can stop if I want to. It's no big deal to stop. And, of course, they go right back.
Right. So it's, very dangerous. And that party ends, what, about 18?
18.
Yeah. Catherine?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. Well, I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years now, and I've lived with him for about 3 months, and the last month he's just decided to, you know, he'll go out all night, and then he'll call me at 2 in the morning drunk and ask for a ride, and then I won't see him for 2 days, and then I'll see him, and then when I do see him, you know, he'll say, I won't say much because I won't ask him what he's done or where he's been or what he's doing. But I'm upset, but not upset enough to really get pissed or say, you know, go off on him. But then he'll, you know, continually ask me, are you mad or why are you mad? And the fact that he even asks me why I'm upset is what pisses me off.
All right, relax. All right. This is not a relationship.
You're
anymore.
Just angry at him anyway.
Well, this is codependency.
So what's that?
He's an alcoholic.
He's pushing on me or
no, you're codependent. He's an alcoholic and he's getting going here.
No, I don't think it's that because...
because you know what that is in relation to your dad, right?
No, because my dad's not an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. What's this guy do for a living, this boyfriend?
He's a baker.
He's a baker? I figured candlestick maker or perhaps
butcher.
Butcher.
No.
Butcher's a weird one to toss in there. I mean, it's a little gory, you know. Yeah, it's like, hey, we got the baker, we got the candlestick maker, and then we got the butcher.
Well, I mean, really,
really, the candlestick maker's the weird one because he's not the food guy.
That is true. Drew makes a valid point. You got all the makings of a nice Philly cheesesteak there with
the
baker.
Farmer, the butcher, and the baker.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think he's in there because it rhymes with baker, Go ahead, Catherine.
From a guy's perspective, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, am I being illogical by being upset by the fact?
No, you're being foolish and codependent for not speaking your mind and allowing yourself to have real feelings in relation to this guy's behavior, which is non-reciprocal and not in any way taking you into consideration. He's using alcohol in relation to these substances, and this is alcoholism taking off. It's what it is.
Too,
you can choose to believe it or not.
the pigeon farts, and you say that's alcohol taking off.
Is. That's what this is.
Hey, Catherine?
Yes?
Why are you putting up with this? You've been with the guy for 2 years. Where's this relationship going? Quiet down, Drew. Are you living with him? Have you ever lived with him?
Yes. Well, we've been living together for about 3 months now. And it's, well, I mean, I'm really in love with him, and we have a really good relationship. I mean, we do, but it's only been the last month, really, that, you know, he'll go out and then... You know, I don't know, and it's, I mean...
Well, what do you mean? You mean, quiet down. Drew smells it. This is driving Drew nuts. But I got to ask a few more questions.
Okay, go.
He leaves for the evening and doesn't tell you where he's going?
Well, no, because I will leave for work in the morning, and then, well, you know, we'll say bye, and then I will come home, and he won't be here, and then I'll go out, and then I come home, and he still won't be here, and then maybe there's a message from him, and... I don't know if...
You said he goes out for 2 days at a time.
Well, like, you know, like this morning. Today's a perfect example. This morning yesterday morning, I left for work. I went to work, came home, he wasn't here, so I went out, went with some friends, and then I came home, got home at like 9. I never talked to him, never saw him, and then today after work, it was like 3, I guess. There was a message when I got home from him saying, oh, hi, you know, I'm doing this, doing whatever, but...
He doesn't have a cell phone?
No.
And he never calls you on your cell phone, or you don't have one either? Okay. Look, this, Drew wants to know who's an alcoholic in your family. It's driving him crazy.
Well, I don't really think that anyone's an alcoholic now, but I do think that there is possibly alcoholism somewhere in the lines. You know, it's just my guess, but I'm not... really positive. Well, and I'm not, you know.
But your mom or your dad, somebody was using some pharmaceuticals or alcohol or something.
If anything, I mean, my mom may have had some issues in, you know, back in the day or whatever.
Right.
But
when your brain was forming its implicit functions.
What was your mom into?
What was she into? Oh, I don't know. She's a wild woman.
So what was
into booze or what?
No, not really. She just is kind of a free spirit. She does her own thing.
Yeah, free spirit does her own thing. That doesn't mean anything.
That's BS, yeah.
I just wanted to get some dick.
Is she smoking pot all the time? Or?
Yeah, she does.
All right. So there you go, marijuana. So,
all right.
So, look, here's the deal. I also, just one quick question with her. Yeah. Catherine, is he on any medication, your boyfriend?
No.
Doesn't have back pain, take Vicodin, or anything like that?
No.
All right. No, keep your wits about
it. I just break up with the guy.
Yeah, but she's not going to.
All right, then who cares? Hey, everybody, Loveline, man. Is that Drew? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew's wearing a hernia truss.
Yes, I am.
How does that work, Drew?
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I got mixed feelings about seeing it. I really do. What am I going to see?
I'll see a part of it.
Drew's dropping his pants right now, everybody. Yeah. Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
Dropping trow.
Look at that thing.
She's got back turned. What is that?
That'll hold your inguinal canal in right there.
What is that? Is that hard? Is that a hard pack there?
Pad.
Hard pad?
Same thing.
And Drew's button.
It's horrible.
Is that a falling back?
And look at all the damn...
What goes on in the back? Oh, it's like a diaper and stuff.
You got to pull it and press it.
It is grand.
Oh, Drew.
And beautiful.
What happens when you got to go number two?
Pull this thing off.
Really? That's a lot. That's like an iron diaper.
Yeah.
That's a chastity belt for a gay man.
Yeah, it doesn't cover that part, though.
You know, what? Doesn't cover your anus?
No, it's like a belt.
Oh, so I could still get you?
Yeah. I mean, it's completely covered back there.
I wonder if the gays have the chastity belt. Or maybe it's the chastity plug.
Most of them have oral sex together. They don't have anal sex. Remember that?
Yeah.
I know that freaks you out.
A little bit, yeah. Hey, you know what I'd like out of you people that are calling the show? I'd like to put a personal plea out for some threesome calls or some big jug calls. I like the big boobs. I've not seen the big boobs on this show in quite some time. Initially, what attracted me to the show was the big can calls. And ironically, the big can calls have been, they've gone the way of the dodo, Drew.
You arrived, they run the other way.
I know.
You scared them off.
I scared off the big boobs.
Yeah.
I like those big areolas, too. I like some calls about that. Big boobs, big areolas, or threesomes. These are the topics I'd like to talk to America about. Andrew?
Yeah.
How big are your areolas?
Mine are not that big.
Oh, well, we're moving on then. Girlfriend won't give him BJs. It makes him go down on her. Wait a minute. This is an outrage. Andrew?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend won't give you BJs, yet makes you go down on her.
Well, yeah, kind of. She's only given one in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm just asking for a little bit of the oral sex, and she's just not. She's grosses her out and that kind of thing, and just won't get into that. But I went down on her once, and now every time we're together, she's just like, "Hey, can I have some of that again?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I guess, but where's my?"
Okay. And
what I really want to know is how do I get her to be more interested in that? Because she's just way grossed out by it.
Mm-hmm. You ever think about guys, Andrew?
No.
You're straight?
I am straight, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever had an encounter with a man?
No.
One time?
Adam, you ever had an encounter with a man?
No.
Yeah.
Have ever what?
That's true. Ask again.
Adam, you're
no.
Well, sorry. I don't know.
Never touched another man's pepe?
No.
No.
No?
Or? No.
No. Okay. You sure you're not bi?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, we have no answer. I'm mad at Andrew for doing those weird...
No.
What it ends up doing is it makes you pursue a line of questioning that you shouldn't pursue.
It seems elusive. No.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal with Andrew. He's going down on her. She's not going down on him.
Yeah, what you call a non-reciprocal relationship. It's like not caring. It's like he goes down on her and goes, well, if you want me to go down on her, you have to do some of this on me. That's ridiculous. That's not a relationship.
That break up.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a BJ, but it's not. It stands for so much more.
Reciprocity.
That's right. Stands for reciprocity.
Willingness.
Caring.
Jamie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're 27.
Yeah. Well, they say I sound like a girl, do I?
Yeah.
They say you sound like a girl. Who says that?
Are you a girl?
No.
They're jealous.
That's what I said.
They're jealous of the rich... soprano tones that are alto tones.
Castrati
tones. Castrati's tones that go out of here. What does it go? How does it go? Bass, alto, soprano? What is it?
There's a coloratura soprano.
Alright, smart guy. What's the bottom? Bass?
Yeah, bass.
Then
for males.
Alto?
Well, man, it's in terms of solo singers, bass, baritone, and there's a dramatic baritone, a lyric baritone,
the
and
alto?
Then tenor.
And
alto
is a saxophone?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie?
Yeah.
So what happened to your voice?
I don't know. It just never changed, I guess.
Never changed from when you played the role of Beanie Boy in Cecil and Beanie?
Yeah.
Uncle Captain, say that.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm an operator.
You're an operator?
Yeah.
Of what?
For a transportation company.
Okay.
And what's the question?
All right. I want to know if you get a lap dance, would you get something from the stripper?
I just want you to, do me a favor here. All right. I'm going
to... LBC's will help?
No. You say, Sarai. All right? No. I'll say Sarai. You ready?
Well, what do I say?
Just repeat after Adam.
All right, go.
Sarai? All right, good enough. All right, Ben. I mean, fellas.
Jamie, I suppose that there's contact.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything from
not through your clothing. Not through clothing.
What were you wearing?
No, I was wearing clothes, but I kind of got like...
What happened?
I kind of panicked because it was my first time at a strip club, and I thought I was going to get something or something.
No, you're fine.
Just keep your hand. Don't touch anything.
How much did it cost for a lap dance?
$40.
40?
Yeah.
It's expensive. It's usually 20.
He's in Orange County.
Oh, I need to ask you something, Adam.
Yeah.
Why did they change the host at the man show? Because I was at the man show when you had the girl with the penis. Remember?
Mm-hmm. When did you go to the man show?
when you got when you had the girl with the penis?
I don't remember the girl with the penis.
No.
How long ago?
Well, that was a while back.
Have the new hosts begun airing?
I have.
Or
no.
producing even? Being produced?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Jamie's an operator?
Yeah.
He's manning the phones somewhere? Knocking over Lincoln Logs and talking that crazy falsetto voice? Sounds like Lou Christie. True, do you know Lou Christie?
No idea. Who's Lou Christie? Tell me.
Lou Christie was a singer from the 60s that sung all those. He would go into this crazy falsetto voice. He'd sing Lightning Striking Again and Two Faces of I, and he'd go into this Drew, nothing? You know Lightning Striking Again.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, you do.
Probably, but...
Yeah, we'll find it during the break. Yeah. What happened to you, Drew? What happened?
What went on? I was not connected to society, I guess. I was living outside.
Ooh. All right. We now decided we don't want you. That you've been outside of us for so long that we would like you to now remove yourself back from society. I'd like you to move back home to your folks' place. Forget about everything you know. All right? We'll get that person here starting tomorrow. Here's what I've decided, by the way, about a lot of guys come up to me and they want to know what to wear to a strip club. You don't want to wear leather chaps and jeans. You don't want to dress like you're riding a bull.
Jeans you wear, though, right? You don't wear tent pants or
you want to wear something where you can get some serious friction going. Here's what I'm saying. Here's the rule.
What if the guy's one of the ones that'll...
No. Here's what I figured out. Here's the rule. Here's how you decide what to wear to a strip club.
Yeah.
Look in your closet. Find the pair of pants you would least like to be wearing if you got in a moped accident. Those are the pants you want to wear to the strip club.
Wow.
And conversely, pants...
You want to get as close to penis contact as possible?
Yes. Yes.
When did that all start happening?
That started.
That's kind of a new thing, isn't it?
It's a newer thing. Well, the stakes have been raised.
Wow.
But everything. Jen?
Hey there.
You're 18?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I had a question about threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
I recently
had
one with my boyfriend and my best friend.
You had one with your boyfriend and your best friend.
Right. Real genius.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
Best friend female?
Yeah, I went down on her and everything, and...
What was your... Now, how old is she?
She's 18.
What's she look like?
She's a little taller than me. Well, I'm 5 foot, and I have big boobs. I had a reduction, but they're still pretty big.
What were you? Well, this could...
I was a 36 double D, and now I'm a 34 C.
Mm-hmm. When did you get the reduction?
June of 2001.
You got
16. That's
16
unusual.
16 reduction. Why 16 reduction?
They were just like, in proportion to my body, I'm like so tiny.
All right, that's it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I know you'd like them, though.
Yeah,
really?
Out of hit paper here.
So let me get this straight. 5 foot and very petite.
Right.
Which, huge knockers. At least
36 on top of petite.
It's 16.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 36 means you got kind of a big back, doesn't it?
No, it was the brand of bra I wore. It's really hard to find bras that fit,
mm-hmm.
and it just happened to be the size that fit.
How was the shape? Shape was good?
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're perfect now, I'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to be like, I don't know, they were a little saggy, a little.
Yeah, well.
How's the scarring situation now?
Actually, it turned out really well. I had a fantastic doctor.
Do you have an inverted?
My scars are so tiny.
Inverted T?
And I also had, he went all the way along the bottom.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Come on, Drew. That's enough now. So now, let's get back to the threesome.
Yeah, so basically, now my best friend's a little weird around me. I feel like she thinks I'm big lesbian or something.
What was your boyfriend able to do with the best friend?
Oh, he didn't have sex with either of us, and he didn't give her any head. He just sort of, they were kissing, and she sort of, you know, handled him in a way, you know.
Was he able to get a BJ?
Oh, yeah, for me. Only for me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, usually they don't stick to the rules.
Yeah, no, he was very good about it.
All right. Well, that's smart. Smart.
Yeah, it was.
He wants to F another day.
Live
to F another day.
He's older than us, though.
He's what?
BJ's and 34. Runs away?
He's 34.
Oh.
How old is your friend?
She's 18.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I want to kiss him and kill him. Son of a bitch. He's 34.
Yeah.
And you re- is it really your boyfriend?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
What does he do? Something with cell phones or pagers?
He's a tattoo artist.
He's a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
That's
oh, boy.
All right, this guy's an idiot, right?
No, no, he's actually very, very smart. Nice. He went to culinary school at one point.
Oh, jackass. All these chef guys are jackasses, but they get tons of poontang. I don't know what it is. What? You girls like guys who hang out in the kitchen all the time? This is attract. What's so attractive about the chef guys to the girls? What? Isn't this a pussy job? I mean, every other celebrity, every hot celebrity chick we have in here is going out with some chef somewhere. Oh, he works over at Spargo or something. Who cares? What is that? All right. All right, so, Jen, what? What's that?
He cooks dinner for me.
All right. All right, so your friend's weird because you had this weird sexual encounter with her.
Exactly, and, you know, she didn't go down on me. I went down on her. And now she sort of, you know, treats me like I'm into her, and she feels weird around me, and I don't know how to just, you know, explain to her that it was only for the moment.
Wait, so she's into you, is that what you said?
No, she acts like she's...
into her.
Jen's into her. Here's the thing. Just relax.
Yeah, let it settle down.
It's just like a snow globe. It just settles.
Yeah.
You don't have to confront. You don't have to get into it. All right, Drew. That's good. Big boob and threesome calls.
All in one.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Kelly, who is going to be in here tomorrow night? She's from X-Men 2, which is made worldwide like $150 million over the first weekend.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Wolverine's doing his thing. You got Jada, what's her name? Or no, what's her name? The most beautiful woman in the world. That black chick won the Oscar. Halle Berry, yeah. She's really opened doors for people of color. She's really pioneered that woman. Great woman. Yeah. Nicole?
Yeah?
Oh, she's such a pompous piece of work. Every time she gets interviewed, it's like, oh, kids come up to me and they tell me I can be a doctor now. I can be a nurse. It's okay. It's like, hey, Halle, first off, people of color have been on TV a hell of a lot longer before. You think he just started this whole thing? Like, really? Michael Jackson wasn't selling records and Sidney Poitier wasn't winning Oscars 25 years ago? Like, really? Young people of color come up to you and say, I think I can be a doctor now?
My medical school class was 30% minorities.
Yeah.
That's Plus, she's more white than black.
That's Asian. Yeah, I know. She's such a nut job. I wish society would just give her an Elka Bong with one of those goddamn Oscars. What a pain in the ass. Go ahead, Nicole.
I was just wondering if the semen had calories.
No.
No?
No.
None?
Effectively none.
Oh, look. Look,
it's about the same as when you go...
Nothing has... Is there anything that has zero, Drew, that's got substance to it? I mean, Diet Coke, but I mean, anything that's mucus is going to have one or two. Yeah, look, nothing. A chiclet's going to have more.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
So,
although, if you're planning on swallowing something.
Chug away.
No, I'd say 4,000 calories per teaspoon.
Oh, my.
Chug away, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Good times. Be careful. Good times.
Jesus Christ.
Be careful. Be careful. Be careful.
Condoms.
Antonio?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I have a question because when I get an erection and my girlfriend starts playing around with me, I'm not circumcised, and when she pulls my skin down, it hurts like so much, and I want to know what's up with that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, does the skin feel like it's stretching as she pulls it down?
Well, I don't really know about that much. I mean, it doesn't go all the way up. It stays like...
Do you masturbate?
No, not really. I mean, I have my girlfriend. And I live with her. I don't really need to masturbate.
Have you seen your penis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you've seen it. Okay. I know where we're at here with your penis. We would guess, because you're uncircumcised, that the end is kind of closed up a little, and when she stretches it over the head of your erect penis, it hurts.
It stretches it.
Stretches it.
So you may, either you kind of work it out yourself. Or
you need to work it out yourself.
Or circumcision.
No, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Circumcision, maybe that will help.
That would help.
Well, it would help, but so would cutting it off altogether. Yeah, listen, Antonio, work it out yourself. You know, work it in.
All right.
You got to move it. There's a lot of stuff, actually, in life, Drew, that you're supposed to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
And parts and stuff. If you know, it's sort of like, it's like therapy. You know what I mean? Like physical therapy.
Yeah.
You do little parts. You got to move little stuff.
Yeah, joints and muscles that way, I guess.
Yeah, you got to do this. You got the foreskin on there.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer?
Yeah. What's that?
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Four kids.
Yeah.
You got four kids?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Any twins?
No. All single births.
Wow.
Ooh.
I started really young. That's the thing. So it wasn't, I'm not too proud of it, but.
Yeah. All right.
It didn't hold you back.
Huh?
No. You learned your lesson after child three. That's the important part.
Well, no, we're still planning on having more.
Yeah.
Why?
Huh?
What? How many more?
At least one or two.
What? Six kids? How does that work?
I don't, it's.
I think it's abuse.
No, I wasn't abused when I was small.
No, I don't mean you were abused, and I don't mean it's like physical abuse. I say, when you start getting into the six kid range, it's a subtle form of abuse for the kids. It's like there's two parents. How could you possibly tend to love and nurture and take care of all six, especially at that age?
Oh, I do. We're doing pretty good right now. We do a lot of family things, and I.
All right. Well,
with four, I'm almost there, but six, eight.
What's the husband do for a living?
He's an electrician right now, and he's
right now.
He's going to school to be an electrical engineer.
All right. Well, good times. What's up?
I just wanted to know. Well, right now, I have a 6-month-old baby, and I wanted to know because I possibly want to get a breast reduction done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking. What are you coming in at, Mama?
A double D.
Mm-hmm. How big's the rest of you?
My size is probably 34,
29, 32. Mm-hmm. Oh. We got to keep moving, Drew. That's good, right? It's a good combo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you want to get a breast reduction... But then you want to know about breastfeeding?
Yeah, I wanted to know if that was still possible afterwards.
I believe so. They usually, the nipple gets sort of isolated and then moved up.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that mess with the mammary glands?
No, they leave that all attached.
Why do you want the breast reduction?
Because it's getting, a lot of strain on my back right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, because with my job, I do a lot of sitting and standing. And
What have the pregnancies done to you that way? Anything?
Hold on a second.
Sitting and standing?
It's a job that is...
Oh, my God.
What kind of job is it? There's a lot of sitting and standing.
Mm.
And can you do a lot of sitting and standing? I think you can only do a lot of sitting or standing.
Right.
You can't do a lot of two different things, can you?
Well, that leaves out lying.
I know, but...
Lying and sitting and standing.
All right. Jennifer, how can you do a lot of sitting and standing?
Okay, well, I don't do a lot of sitting. I do a lot of standing.
A lot of standing. What's your job?
I'm a health information tech.
I see. So. All right. Who takes care of all four of these kids?
We have I work a third shift position, and my fiancé works the first shift position.
Fiancé?
Huh? Well, we're getting married.
Sure. You wait till you get to a baker's dozen before you tie the knot.
What's wrong with that? At least it's in the plan.
Is it his kids, all these?
Yes.
All four of his kids, and you guys are white, and you haven't gotten married.
We're not white.
What are you?
We're Native American.
You're what? Native American?
Yes.
It's starting to come together. All right.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's it, Mama. Nenache. 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 Turned Japanese at the end.
There's a connection there, you know.
Yeah. All right, there. Hey, yeah, breast reduction. Well, you got to talk to the plastic surgeon. Yeah, but
also, you know, you're going to have two more kids. There can be some, what I call involutional or atrophic changes as you go along here with all these pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to finish the pregnancies out before you do the plastics.
Okay.
All right, so, and your husband's Native American as well?
Yes.
I do this joke. It's the only one. It's the only good one I know. But when the guy comes, when he comes through the door,
yeah,
you know, when he comes home from work, you go, "Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?" Yeah. There was one.
That's a good one.
Well, there's one. It's good. Listen.
Yeah.
There was one American Indian stand-up. I can't remember what the guy's name was. It was like 20 years old. That's the only joke I knew he did. But here's the deal: if you're Yakov Smirnoff or the Indian American, Native American stand up.
What's your commentary?
You really got to be funny? You really? You think Yakov's a funny guy? In America? Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. Yeah. We'll be back.
Bye.
Show. All right.
We did it. We got our head around this one, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're rocking now. Kelly Hu coming in here tomorrow night. Kelly.
Yeah.
Who? Woo. That's one. Trying to cue answer my own self. Yeah. You're right.
Don't try. Time to learn from me.
And normally I haven't, but yeah. Now I have. Yeah. So, until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I want Star Jones' ass big.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
I don't know if we can do that.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.